hearing nothing, Roger. How about you?
Yeah, I'm getting somebody, but it's not you.
Yeah, and I'm not receiving you, so... But I'm on my other amplifier right now, not my big one. But anyway, I'm surprised I'm not even hitting you. So, going to have to figure something out. I got a couple ideas, but it's going to have to wait till after the holidays. It's going to take a little bit of project, but I know I'm going to make it work.
Yeah, I think most of the problem's on my end, probably. You got a much better setup than I do.
Yeah, Roger, I think you're just going to have to step up a little bit.
Yeah, I got to wait till I get that tower up.
Yeah, or you could just put up a four element on your back, but that's double the work. So hopefully you don't have to take too long to get this going. I mean, we don't have that much longer to go here, buddy.
Yeah, my neighbor Bob, he told me a couple of days ago that he might have a free amp for me. It's an older tube type, but he said it might be able to get it for free. Probably a 1500 watts, so that would be good for 10 meter and 20 meter, et cetera.
Oh, Roger, those are the best ones. I mean, I got a custom 24 tube type with the plates and the loads, and they really work well. So, and I mean, that's 3600 on sideband. And it's 1800 on AM. So I got to get that thing up and running. So on the other antenna, I just haven't had a chance to switch all this stuff around where I got it on. I need a really heavy duty changeover switch. You know, going from radios to radio is no problem, but going from antenna with amplifiers, you need a really heavy duty switch.
Yeah, I guess they make them. They might be pretty expensive.
Yeah, they do. They do. It's just I'm not ready for it yet. I got other chores and things to do, but I think after the holidays I'll be caught up a little bit further. And I'll tell you what, Roger, whenever you want to start on maybe making a foundation for that for your antenna, at least we can get the foundation done. You know, I'll be happy to come over and spend a couple days back and forth to see if we can get the, concrete going or whatever.
Yeah, well, I got to wait. I'm waiting on Bob. I don't know what the deal is. He's got this antenna. It's not his. He used to own it, but he don't own it now. And the antenna's at his house, but the base plate's up in Seattle. And, or Spokane, one of the two. So he's trying to get that guy. He's not even sure where it's at. He's looking through his barn or something, trying to find it. One of these cluster deals, you know.
Yeah, I hear that, but you know what they say? That bearing that makes that noise usually gets some oil on it, so maybe you ought to squeal a little louder, you know?
Yeah, I don't expect to be putting that up during the winter. It'll be spring or summer next year, probably, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I'm so happy I got somebody to work with, you know, like you, Roger, that you're into what I'm into. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's a challenge. So, you know, hey, it gives us something to do, and I know we're going to make it work.
Yeah, you back on the Camaro today?
Yeah, unfortunately, I had to take the exhaust down to the muffler shop and change one flange on the right side. It's just way too much labor to pull that manifold off. So we just took the exhaust off to put a flange. Instead of flat flange, we got to, you know, put a ball flange on it. So Will took it over to the muffler shop in Merlin down there. The guy's great. I know that guy, actually. He's from, San Bruno. But he's awesome, so I'm going to throw an oil pressure gauge on it. I tried to start it yesterday. Some sucker won't even start. Spins over but won't start, so there's something going on. Today's my last day on that car, and then I'm going to start working on projects for the holidays and stuff. So I might just push it aside. I'm burnt out on it. And when I get that way, better just to, you know, walk away, go back to it later on when you enjoy doing it. So we'll see how it goes today.
Yeah. Next month, start in December. Get back on it in December.
Yeah, and she said, I keep it for a year. I don't want it here that long. But anyway, yeah. So, all right, Roger. Good chatting with you this morning. We'll catch you later on. I'll be in the shack with the radio, so we'll see what happens on the radio. It's a shame we can't talk Skip. You could skip back down to, what do you call it, Texas, and one of those guys could give a relay back to me. Maybe we wouldn't make it work that way, huh?
I think that's the only way it's going to work for right now.
But it does work that way. Love Mother Nature. All right, Roger. We'll catch you later, man. Good little QSO with you this morning. WRMS 439er. We are base and monitoring.
WRKJ 746.